I was in second year in the high school, and Sebagora was a year older than me. We knew each other, but from far. I was a child who loved music, and I was part of the choir of the high school. One day I was coming out of the school, walking towards the house, and he stopped next to me. He was on the bicycle. He stopped next to me, and he was holding some records. And I said, "What is this?" "Records." "What records?" It was the Strauss's Waltz and some other classic music. I was very impressed. That was my first sort of what attracted me to him. I said, "I knew you were an athlete. I didn't know you loved music. Why don't you come to the choir?" He says, "I've got no time for that." The next time we met, he gave me a poem. It was a poem about my beautiful green eyes. And then another poem about my beautiful lips. What a romantic boy he was. But he was also had a humor. Like when he was giving me these poems, "They are beautiful," I was saying to him. "But I can sing them to you as well." He never sang them to me. One day we had a fight, and he sent me a letter about 4 pages. It was like a newspaper. So beautifully written, explaining his feelings, what I meant to him, how I inspired him. I made him write all these beautiful letters, all these beautiful poems. And of course I was getting very excited and very... Now, when I read these letters and these poems, I see how gifted he was at that age. He was only 16. He was very hurt when I told him we were leaving Cyprus and we were going to South Africa. He was very, very, very upset. And he was telling me all the time, "Where are you going? What would I do without you? You're meaning so much to me." And of course I was feeling the same way, but it was not up to us. It was the beginning of the struggle here. It was April, beginning of April, and we left in July. He never discussed anything with me as far as being part of Beoka. The 1st of April, it was the beginning of the struggle where they put bombs in all the buildings of the English, and he was wounded. Evagora jumped over a wall, wire wall, and he was wounded on the side. For about a few days, I didn't see him. And then I asked a friend of mine, and a friend of his, "Where's Evagora?" He said to me, "I will bring him to you." So he went and he fetched him the back of a bicycle. And I saw he was run down and pale. And then, after that incident, I knew that he was part of Elka. Before the day we left, the night, we had a party at the Olympus Hotel, a goodbye, a farewell party for me. And we got there, all the friends. We danced, we sang, and everybody brought me gifts, and Evagora gave me that book with 64 poems and a letter saying to me that how he was feeling, that he cried. And the next day, all my friends came to the house to say goodbye. When I got into the car, those days, there were these big cars where they were carrying 20, 30 people in them. So he got into the car. When we started going, he was following, running after the car. So we almost reached Yeroskipu, and he was still running. Remember, he was an athlete. And that was the last time I saw him. We carried on writing to each other when I went to South Africa. There were a lot of Greeks there, the Greek society. Okay. But still with us. And for us, it was very difficult to adapt. Very. The Kokkinotet Radio, the red book with the poems, I was reading it over and over and over again. At school, when it was a break, I used to sit in a corner outside and write. I still have them. I had to express myself, all that unhappiness, all that frustration. It was a must to me to get my feelings. And I was writing, and they were all over, all around me, watching me write in Greek. Most of the times I was writing and I was crying. And they couldn't understand why I was crying. He was telling me all the time, when are you coming? In his poems, in his letters, I was studying. And I was saying, I want to study to be a teacher. And he was writing to me, I'm waiting for you to be my teacher. And you have to give me the best marks, whether I deserve it or not. Kyria Daskala. His sister wrote to me and said to me that he's been arrested. She kept on informing me what was going on with the court case, what was happening. She was writing to me from the jail. And there is a letter that she says, I'm 80% well. Obviously, they were torturing him. And the letters that were arriving were all of them censored, You can see the stamp on its censors. They were waiting for the queen to give him a pardon, and apparently they did. She did. But they executed him midnight, minutes before they got the pardon. I used to get the paper every day. I mean, paper pun. Or until now, I can't live without my paper. And I read in the paper that Evagoras Pelikaridis was hanged midnight. The terrorists. The terrorists. And of course I started crying. My mother ran to me. When I said to her what happened, she fainted. My father arrived, said to me, "You must be proud of him." But what I must tell you is that the night he was executed, at 2 o'clock in the morning, I heard a big sound. And I woke up. I went to the window. I opened the curtains and I looked out and I saw a star passing. And I knew it was Evagoras' soul. After Evagora was gone, I met Sotiri Binos, my children's father, and got married. He gave me a lot of material things. I loved him, but Evagora was never forgotten. He gave me 5 beautiful children. He was a very generous person. He started gambling. And after a few years, we lost everything. So I thought the only way to survive is to open up a business and rely on myself. I cannot rely anymore on this gambler who doesn't know what he's doing anymore. And with Jenny and Maro, opened the Three Sisters, which was successful. And I could give my children whatever I wanted. Independent, I divorced Thierry. So Thierry's voices came into my life. And when I came back, I went to the Mnemata. It was sad. Thank you. There isn't one day I don't think of it.